Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London cabbie, Tyler, anti-EU campaigner, back at last with my view from the cab. Well, it's been a few weeks now since my last turn on here, and the reason for this, in all honesty, is that I'm getting a bit pissed off with all the crap coming from those wishing to remain. I'm constantly shouting at the telly, sometimes even wanting to launch it out the window. I find it extremely depressing that some people just can't understand that if you vote to stay in the EU, your vote will be worthless, you will lose the power to choose those who govern us and make our laws. I cannot believe how selfish these inners are. I've had a few rows on Facebook recently. I always try and keep it polite, put my points across gently, back up my answers with statistics, and all I get back in the end is a load of abuse once they realise they can't win the argument. I was unfriended last week by a fellow I know, shouted down as a foreigner-hating racist because I posted a graphic showing the high levels of youth unemployment in several EU countries. See you then. And from a man who doesn't work so isn't affected by wage depreciation, and doesn't have kids so isn't that bothered about the right of future generations. It's the same with the 2/3 of students who think we should stay in. They're only thinking about the present. Please everybody, think about the future, not just now. It doesn't help either when we get the stuff coming from Cameron like if we leave we could end up with a war. The only war there'd be if we leave will be in the Conservative Party for sure. And probably all the other parties, come to think of it, as all those pro-EU muppets will have to pull their fingers out and actually start working for the people who elected them, instead of concentrating on trying to further their own careers climbing the greasy pole to Brussels. I reckon we'll be more likely to see a civil war if we vote to stay in, as the hate Britain side gets seen for what they really are, turning their backs on this once great country. The corporates, the political elite, the Yanks and multinationals, the NGOs. Remember, all of those who wish to remain only do so for their own gain. Well, that's all that off my chest. Now for something a little bit different. A poem I wrote the other day about the EU and Britain, if they were a married couple. I hope you like it. If the EU were a husband and Britannia was its wife, theirs would be a life of conflict, a relationship of strife. The husband hiding what he's doing to further his control, and on his wife his domineering will surely take its toll. Hiding where the money's going, less housekeeping he's giving, leaving the wife to go without to fund the life he's living. He's sleeping with some Turkish woman who owns a Trojan horse, flirting with some corporate sisters to further his own cause. And when he's at home, he takes delight in laying down the law. What he says is what must go. Miss Brit can take no more. She fears the future for her children and the safety of her home. She can't take the cheating or the lies or the contempt the EU has shown. Soon the locksmith's coming round and she'll turn her life about, and then he'll see how wrong he's been as she kicks the bugger out. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. So thanks for listening. And if you're getting involved to secure a vote for Leave, helping out whatever way you can, then again, a big thank you from me, and keep your chin up. So until next time, be safe and be lucky.